We're here with Colonel Lowell Graham, United States Air Force Band, now at University of Texas, El Paso, and we're going to ask him some things about his career. Dr. Graham, how did you get started in band?
Well, I started playing clarinet when I was in the fourth grade, and Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star was my very first composition, and of course I was hooked from that point on. Like most of us, when we're young, we like to do something that someone else does. So my neighbor had this silver thing, and I didn't know whether it was a clarinet or a cornet. And so when we finally came to the time to try out the instruments, I didn't know whether it was cornet or clarinet. And so we saw this silver thing, and so I said, that's it. So that was a silver clarinet, and that's how I started in band. So fourth grade on, I was in the public school music system, and played in bands, most of them not very good, but that's what drew me into it, was this wonderful passion of music.
What year did you start teaching career after graduating? Where did you go to school?
Well, I got my bachelor's and master's degree from the University of Northern Colorado in Greeley, Colorado, and that was in 1970 and 1971. I was fortunate to get a teaching job at Colby Community College in Colby, Kansas. We had a faculty of four people. And so coming out of school at 22, 23 years old, getting my first job, I thought I knew everything, and that was pretty interesting. They gave me a salary of $7,000. And they checked with Kansas State and checked with Colorado State University, and then they gave me $250 more than that. So that's what I started at. And I couldn't have been happier. But as one starts teaching, you know, I could spell a German augmented sixth chord with the best of them, but no one told me what a budget was in school. No one told me what invoices were, you know, so it was learning through pain. And it was probably the best education. I was there for 3 years. It was probably the best education I ever had, because people were gracious enough to help me and to mentor me and colleagues, and it wasn't a big enough place to where I could really do any damage, so I was walking into some walls, and that was okay. So it was a good learning experience for me, and I had my first band started out with 13 people in the band, and I was tickled with that, and I got it to 27 the first semester, and that was great. So the first concert was at, since we didn't have a performing hall at Colby Community College, at Colby High School, and that was a big event. Boy, that was terrific, and I look back on that, and we struggled and worked, and those kids did a nice little job.
Did you have to teach any other classes along with band?
I taught everything. I was theory 1, theory 2, theory 3, theory 4, sight singing, ear training, literature. You know, I taught a little music history of what was involved in that, so I was used and abused, and I was loving every minute of it.
So through your years and career, what changes have you seen develop?
Well, I don't know whether the changes are. They may have always been there, but what I have seen evolve in terms of preparation for students and the level of expectation has been enhanced so much compared to when I was a student. I remember so much that opportunity to play a few premieres when I was in the college band at the university. We played symphonic movement in a Vaslav Nelibel in manuscript, and he came to conduct us. You know, we thought that was bleeding edge and tough, and we could barely get through it. And you know, now high school groups just rip that thing off. The level of performance and expectation has so greatly increased. I don't know whether it is because of the right thing for teaching and making music, excuse me, but the level of expertise and achievement has just been phenomenal. The preparation for teachers coming out, though, I think is somewhat skewed toward toward not making music, but can I compete, and how difficult is the music? And I think we often forget, and what I see a lot is is why we do music instead of piecing a puzzle together. We have a lot of people that piece puzzles together, mm-hmm. but it doesn't fulfill the soul as much. And I think the question that always is asked is, why is it in our band world when we often hear, and thank heavens this is changing, and we're getting more aesthetic conductors and ensembles, so it is changing, and I have to say that. But the perception is, gosh, did you hear the technique? Did you hear this? And you hear, you go to a great orchestra concert, and it's like, God, wasn't Mahler great tonight? Did you hear the music making? And that's what I hope that we evolve with in the wind band world and our instrumental world, is that the medium does not become the important thing. It's the message. And if there is something that I would hope would continue to evolve, it's why we do what we do. We encourage composers that have something to say, not that just want to write wrong note and loud and drum music, but that they have something to say that will have long legs, and we want to go back and listen, and that we want to go back and revisit, that we want to go back and restudy.